Hey, it's Craig. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Canadian History X early and ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can for as little as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/CanadaEHX. You can also donate to the podcast by going to CanadaEHX.com and clicking Donate. Don't forget, I have two other podcasts out there, Pucks and Cups and From John to Justin, available on all podcast platforms. If you remember growing up in the 1990s in Canada, chances are, on days off from school or during the summer holidays, when you heard this song, you knew you were in for a great half hour of television.
Stuck while mine gets crushed, and we're going to show you how easy it is to do your own plumbing.
Of course, it's the Red Green Show, and I had the pleasure of speaking with Red Green himself, Steve Smith, about his new podcast, which is about Possum Lodge, set in Possum Lodge. And it's a really great podcast. I'm going to play a quick clip from it, and then we're going to get right to my interview with the legendary Steve Smith.
It's time now for the game portion of our podcast, and as always, we have a very special guest who all of you know from the Red Green Show, Red's nephew, Harold Green. Thanks for being here, Harold.
It's an honor. Oh. Well, you know, maybe not an honor, but, you know, a pleasure. Okay, that's too strong of a word. Way too. What is the word I'm looking for?
Stop talking?
No. Experience!
Oh.
That's what it is. This is an experience. And FYI, Uncle Red, stop talking is two words.
Oh.
I see you've brought a wheel of some kind.
Exactly. Absolutely. Just let me put it on the table here.
Oh, my.
Good job. That thing must weigh at least 3 pounds.
Yeah. You know, it looks kind of like the Wheel of Fortune.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. You and Uncle Red are going to play our version of Wheel of Fortune. Yeah.
I take it Vanna is a no-show.
Okay, you're going to try and guess the secret word. It means odd, and there are 5 letters.
You sure? The word Harold has 6 letters.
Just ignore him.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry. Uncle Red, you spin the wheel first.
All right. Man, I think the wheel's seized up or something there, Harold.
Yeah, probably from the dirt roads. I shouldn't have ridden my bike here.
Well, here's a can of WD-40. Try that.
That should do it.
How have you been the past year during COVID?
I've been good. My approach to the whole thing was that you have control over it by your behavior and also staying away from high density places. So that's really what I've done. The other thing is, you know, I spend a lot of my life inside my own head, so I'm kind of used to like being in my own world. It wasn't as big an adjustment for me.
And I guess looking towards the podcast, you guys started that back in June. How did the idea come about for you and your son to start making the podcast?
You know, it's funny. I've always really, really liked radio. Like, I'm old enough that when I was a kid, all of the shows were on the radio. I mean, dramas and comedies and variety shows, everything. So I had to make up the pictures in my mind from listening to what the people were saying. And I think it's one of the reasons that I developed a pretty good imagination. So I've always wanted to do that. And this is the podcast. It's funny how things repeat. It's right back to where it was. So ours is a little different than most podcasts. You just, you know, interviews or just people just giving their point of view. Ours is totally scripted. It's more like an old style radio show than a modern podcast. And also, we decided not to have any advertisers or sponsors. It's completely subscription based. Probably couldn't have gotten any anyway. But you know, after all those years in TV and everything, where if you don't sell enough refrigerators, you're off the air. I want to work with the customer, and the last 10 years I've been touring, which is really just dealing with the end user, the customer, the people sitting on the seats. They're the ones that are running the show, and I like that.
And now, speaking of the old style scripted radio show, are there any challenges with doing that, with like the action scenes and everything that you, I guess, weren't foreseeing?
I'd say the biggest challenge is that you don't get the facial expressions. You don't get the reactions. Mm-hmm. If somebody says something or does something and the other guy reacts to it just with a look or something, you don't get that with radio. But the advantages of creating these crazy, you can do crazy things. I mean, we had one where we have a veterinarian who brings an animal in. He brought a Clydesdale into our studio. So, I mean, and by the time it was done with with the sound effects and everything, you'd swear the horse was right in the room.
And you guys decided to record 12 episodes kind of all at once. Why did you decide to do that rather than record them through the year and release them through the year?
Well, partly because I spend my winters in the south, so that wasn't going to be too good. And you get a momentum, and it's just better just to keep it rather than one a month. I was supposed to do that this mm-hmm. week, or just go at it. And not only that, we use a bunch of different actors, and they prefer to just compress it, and they can slot out a week, and they're all done, and rather than take a chance they get some other work or something, they're unavailable when you need them in October, mm-hmm. because they can't predict that far ahead. So I don't think it was really much of a draw. The TV show even was pretty timeless. There aren't any Clinton references or anything on the show. Mm-hmm. We didn't talk about what was current, because we really didn't know, and we didn't care. So, and the radio, the podcast is the same way. We don't care. There's enough. If you want to know what's going on in the world, I mean, just go anywhere else. We don't need to do that.
Absolutely.
The NBA playoffs are back, and on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus vets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're gonna love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Is it kind of nice to be able to do the show without having to travel or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like I say, I did four North American tours the last 10 years, and that's enough traveling for anybody. Yeah, and I get to work with my son. He produces it and edits it and all that stuff. And he's a good guy. So it's good. That's a good aspect of it as well.
And then going over to the Patreon thing, why did you decide to do that rather than, like you said, sponsors or commercials?
Like I said before, I just want the end user to be. I want the fans to be in charge. If they don't want me to do it, I'll stop. It's not like I'm trying to flog. I have some hidden agenda. I'm trying to flog Hyundais or something. I absolutely prefer that. And I mean, the entry level is $1. I say to people, we figure everybody can afford $1, and if it isn't worth a buck, we probably shouldn't be doing it.
And then your first season ends, I guess, June 2021. What are the plans for after that?
You know, we're going to wait and see. It's humming along pretty good now. If everybody wants to do it, I think they will. I don't have negative thoughts about it. You know, I enjoy doing it. It's something I've wanted to do my whole life. It would take a lot for me to stop it. But I can't tell you now what the situation is going to be. We may not have, all our subscribers may have abandoned us by June. I don't know what's going to happen. But so far, it's looking good so far.
And then you've included an additional group of characters. Was that something that you kind of wanted to do more of on the original show, but just weren't able to?
You know, not really. To be honest with you, if you went through the 15 years of the TV show, we went through a lot of characters, and we tried them out, and some worked and some didn't. But I ended up with a core of guys that they're good guys, and they have a lot of talent, and it's just hard to find. I would say in the 15 years, I can't remember ever having an argument, ever having a flare-up with anybody. So it was just a real nice atmosphere. It's hard to get a lot of people into that. But when we got to the radio, the podcasting, it was like, how can we make, we don't want to just do the TV show on a podcast. We want to expand it somehow. So the idea of the town, and even if we go on, like these 12 are kind of recorded now, but if we go on and do another season, we'll widen that again, bring in the fire chief or the librarian or whatever. You know, it's kind of like Mayberry. You're kind of unlimited in terms of what you can try.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned how it's like an old-time radio show, and you grew up listening to those. Do you think podcasts are kind of a way for people to rediscover those old types of shows and you know, for new ones to come into play?
You know, it is, but I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I think they're backing into it. I think the real appeal of a podcast is that you can do something else. While you're the TV, you pretty much have to watch it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A podcast, you can be out jogging or doing whatever you want, you know, working on your car or whatever is just going on in the background. So I don't think they did it on purpose, but I think it's good for people. I think it's good for people to stimulate their brains, not just their bodies. And with ours, like I say, we're doing handyman stuff. So you have to actually visualize me using a K car to heat a hot tub. I think it's good for you, good for your brain.
Absolutely. What has the response been from listeners to the show?
Oh, they're great. I mean, they're really great. They're very supportive, and it's just like when I was touring. There's a fan base there that's just one of the things about doing something unusual. I'd say the Red Green Show was pretty odd. I used to say to people, the Red Green Show is kind of like the flu. Not everybody gets it, you know. And I think the ones who do really appreciate it because there's nowhere else to find it. You know, nobody's doing that kind of comedy anymore. So they become very loyal.
Mm-hmm. And how can people listen to the show?
Well, if you go to redgreen.com and just follow the links, and then just sign up. Like I say, it's a dollar per, and you can pay more if you want. You know, that's always my great sales pitch. It's a dollar, but you can pay more if you want.
I hope you enjoyed that interview, and if you did, please leave a rating and review. If you like, you can reach me through email at craig@canadaehx.com. You can also visit my website, where you'll find hundreds of articles on Canada's history, as well as all my podcast episodes. Just go to canadaehx.com. And don't forget, you can support the podcast through Patreon. There are multiple tiers to choose from, all with great benefits. You can support the podcast for as little as $3 a month, just like all of these wonderful patrons have, and I apologize if I mispronounce any names. Randy McCallum, Diane Wade, Lorianne Kirby, Gary Dolovich, Nick Zinri, Pamela Elder, Shannon Marshall, Clinton Martinez, Dimitri Chauve, Aaron O'Hara Myers, Robert Dunseith, Todd Casey, Catherine Roa, Luke S., J.P. Bear, Jason Hall, Phil Maynard, and Iris Gray. If you want, you can find me on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/CanadianHistoryX. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is Craig Baird, C-R-A-I-G, B-A-I-R-D. And you can find me on Instagram. Just go to Bairdo37. Thanks, and in the words of Red Green...
Anyway, thank you very much for tuning us in, and on behalf of myself, and... Harold, and the rest of the gang up here at the lodge, until next time around, keep your stick on the ice.
not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.